Kansas City's Rock Station and Saving Abel's Drowning Face Down for the debut CD. You know what? Here we are again a year later. And Saving Abel back once again. Your work here is done. You guys have already done your set.
So now we get to hang out with the rest of the Kansas City folks.
Yeah, this is pretty kick-ass. Now, I have to ask this. Have you employed the bus door ID voucher checker?
Absolutely.
So this year, there's somebody...
We got a guy standing outside the door right now.
You got somebody standing outside? Because I'm thinking they're cutting back in radio. That's a job I can do.
Wow.
I can check IDs. It's all good. Has everybody recovered from that little traumatic thing? And suddenly you're in a band, you think everything is going well, and then
you slam on the brakes really quick.
Welcome to rock and roll. That Absolutely. Was one of the you haven't quite made it yet until somebody has filed a suit against you.
I believe Josh Todd said it best. The Buck Cherry when we were on it happened.
Well, it happened to those guys the year before,
and he said. Well, he walked up to our tour manager and he said, "Well, your band has arrived now."
Yes, absolutely. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, there was an allegation made a while ago involving some shenanigans, the kind of shenanigans that good-natured adults engage in during recreational festivities at a rock show.
Absolutely.
And somebody claimed things that did not happen and falsified information that was not true. And the guys in Saving Abel have a Spinal Tap rock and roll story to tell.
Absolutely. But these go to 11.
Welcome back to Rockfest. What's the difference between last year and this year for you guys? Obviously, you got a year's worth of experience under the belt.
Main stage.
About 20,000 people.
Yeah. Last year we were on the second stage, and we closed it out before Stone Temple Pilots. But this year we got to be on the main stage, where there's a lot more people.
Yeah? How do you like it?
Dude, it's an amazing, just an event to see. It's like a sea of people as far as you can see, man. It's amazing.
Would you come back and do it again next year if we asked?
We're here.
I'll come back and do it tomorrow, man.
Our feelings are going to be hurt.
What? I'm sorry?
Our feelings are going to be hurt if we're not invited back next year.
Well, if you're in the area, if you got nothing to do on a Saturday, feel free to stop by Kansas City. Everybody here seems to like you very much.
Absolutely. We love it.
Well, congratulations on a great year and on having a rock and roll story. And how'd the set go this afternoon? Everything good? Was Kansas City as receptive to you as you expected?
I absolutely thought I could stand up there butt naked in high heels and get away with anything. This crowd was awesome.
That's the only reason I came. He was supposed to wear high heels and be naked, but it just didn't work out for me.
Well, here's what happens now. When you play Rockfest again in the future, we'll put you on later so that you can lube yourself up during the day.
Woo! All right.
And then by the end of the day, you can follow through on that promise. And I think there's a little known law that if you say it on the radio, it has to be true.
Absolutely.
So I guess you guys can do it. Welcome back to Rockfest. What's next for you guys now? You're heading out to either Des Moines or St. Louis tomorrow?
We are going to
Indianola.
Yeah. We got one more show left, and then we're off for 3 weeks to start on the new album. And then after those 3 weeks, we're heading back out with Nickelback, Hinder, and Papa Roach.
So that tour sucks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Nobody really cares about that show.
Nickelback. Even be there.
Who knows who that is? I mean, I think you guys ought to sue your management, seriously, and your label for not putting you on a decent show.
I figured they'd do something, at least good for us.
I mean, here you're playing a festival on a Saturday in Kansas City. I mean, what's in Kansas City? That's just a cow town. Who goes to those shows? Well, congratulations and welcome back. And now that your business is done here, the radio station, you've fulfilled your contractual obligation. You should go out and partake.
I'm going to go take a picture with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, did you see that? How much?
Yes.
Who's the biggest rock star here today? Ron effing Jeremy.
Absolutely, man.
You get some big equipment and suddenly you're a rock star. How does that work? He's the only guy in here that can't play an instrument. He certainly can, apparently, like a symphony. So we continue on here. We are live at Rockfest and Saving Abel. Congratulations on a great year.
Awesome.
Welcome back to Rockfest and enjoy yourself this afternoon.
Dude, rock and roll.
Thank you guys.
We continue on. We're Drowning Face Down. We are live at Rockfest 2009.